776-1350. Stop by at 2414 Casement Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com.
Welcome back to In Focus. Happy Friday here in studio with Tuttle Creek Lake and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Operations Project Manager Brian McNulty and Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Levin. I'm Brady Bowman. Again, want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Want to touch a little bit more on some stampede issues, as that's less than a week away, opening on Thursday night. And, of course, really it's really next week, and probably this weekend, you'll probably have a lot of folks start to come in and get their camping sites set up. You wanted to emphasize some things on getting there. Again, just remind folks that the spillway is being worked on, so you can still get across the dam, of course, just not all the way through on the other side to Dyer Road. But you want to mention some, really emphasize some things on Dyer Road.
Right. And that gate that was mentioned, again, that is not for general parking or campground use. It will be only for ticketed VIP individuals that will use that gate. And I'm sure they'll have that split back up there somewhere or some signage which says that. But if you're not VIP, don't go that direction, because you'll be turning around likely and going back around the regular way.
And that's, again, across a little grill.
Yeah, you'll be. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
We do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, a couple questions. Is there any way you guys can turn water on any sooner in, you know, like March, at least for a dump station on the, you know, down at the old part of the campground? Because except for those, what, 8 or 10 full hookup sites, if you want to camp before the water's on, you don't have any way to dump and clean your tanks or anything. Could you put any kind of, you know, freeze-proof hydrants or anything over at least one dump station?
There are some options sometime like that, and for the most part, usually we're really early on that. This year was just a strange year, and we were later, and that's you know, unfortunate. But the towers that have the clean-out, which is what most people are probably concerned about, are highly susceptible to freeze.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. Is there any, I mean, but, you know, we don't have to use the towers. Those don't work that good sometimes anyhow. If you're trying to, you know, clean your black tank out, those things will come over and scratch the side of your camper. They're not all that handy to start with. I mean, just take them out, put in a frost-proof hybrid or something, because you can't camp, you know, like in March. It's nice weather in March. You can't camp in March because there's no way to clean your camper out or anything. You guys don't tend to turn the water on until first or second week of April. And then at Fancy Creek up at the equine side, is there anything down road to do anything better for a shower house up there?
On the Randolph side, we do have that one that we put in there new a couple of years ago. We'll go with that one first. Right now, no, on that side. Now, on the Fancy Creek side itself, there is one going in, a smaller shower building itself that will be going in here sometime. We do have a grant for that and are kind of working on that as time allows at this point.
Will there be a dump station over there?
Yes, there will be.
Very good.
So that's the case. We can look at that. Those washouts, you do have to be careful just putting in a frost-free. While that sounds good, you definitely risk the chance of cross-contamination.
Right.
So that is...
label it non-potable water or whatever, just like they are now. You know, your fresh water. And I know there's people that have trouble reading signs and stuff.
Exactly.
It'd be nice to have some, you know, because we like to start camping in the middle of the March.
Right, and typically that is our goal, is middle of March, you know, to do that. Sometimes, you know, like I said, this year was just late, and we chose to, you know, because they were kept getting days back in the 19s. I'll take a risk of 25, 27 degrees. We'll do that all day long without without a freeze up. But when you get into those 19s, 20s, that's too much. And we backed off a couple days each time just because it was a wise financial reason, basically.
All right. Yeah, I understand. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for the call. And yeah, April, I mean, April was just, it's been a weird year. We had no spring. It was an obnoxiously cold April, and then in a really warm May, and we're probably going to have a really warm June here. So craziness with Mother Nature. Here with Tuttle Creek Lake and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Operations Project Manager Brian McNulty and Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Levin. And I just got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and maybe it's just real quick kind of a, we'll just kind of stick with Stampede here a little bit since that's coming up. Maybe just some camping tips. You talked a lot about camping, and I know there's a lot of safety involved in camping, especially when it comes to generators and those sort of things.
Right. And just, you know, the main things, especially it's been hot. I'm not sure what next week will be like when it actually rolls around, but, you know, one of the big things always is heat. Exposure, sun exposure, minor cuts, that sort of thing, some fire dangers, you know, those sorts of things really always pop up, and that results in a lot of those. Again, a lot of things are just patience, you know, being patient while you're there, getting out of parking lots and those sorts of things. And of course, got to mention, you know, don't drink and drive, that sort of thing. But just a lot of good, you know, general practices to keep safe.
For sure, and especially on the drinking and driving thing, there will be plenty of law enforcement around the area to make sure you don't. So,
and that extends to don't boat and drive either.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and actually, Brian, if you want to mention a few quick summer tips for those who want to enjoy the lake, not just Stampede, but all summer long.
We've seen heavy boat ramp usage already this year to all of the boat ramps, both the state park and the core parks. They've been filled. Even the holiday weekend wasn't necessarily the busiest weekend on the lake, so there's a lot of boat traffic out there. Always remind people to wear their life jackets. It's not mandatory use unless you're under 12.
Correct.
But we always encourage people to wear those, and with all of the technologies and the inflatables that are comfortable to wear and a lot cooler, there's really not any excuse not to wear those life jackets when you're out on the lake.
Very good.
Exactly. And at least have them, they got to be in good working order, too. We see some that are extremely old and not operational, and they're trying to use those as one, you know, spend the few dollars. Your life is worth that, to spend the few dollars to get a good operational one.
Yeah, don't just think that one is in the back of the garage. It's maybe been there. You don't know how long. It's all dusty and torn up. Go ahead and get something else. Get something new.
If the straps are connected good, there's no tears, it's pliable, all that, we consider it generally a good life jacket.
All right. Very good. Jim, we got a busy couple weeks ahead of you. You're always busy, but Stampede time, always a little crazy. Thanks so much for coming in and updating us on all those things.
Thank you.
If you're missing today's In Focus, it's online, on demand, later today at newsradiokman.com. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, good job this morning, Brady. Thanks for the show this morning here on News Radio KMAN. Todd Holmberg with McCain Auditorium will be in our show Monday to talk about the new McCain series schedule, and it is outstanding. Wow, I'm looking forward to a lot of them. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. I got some Country Stampede tickets to give away today. Royals on the radio tonight, 6:30, hosting Houston. It's K-State night at the K. Have a good weekend, everybody. See you Monday.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump says an inspector general's report proves the FBI was biased and plotting against his election. The report was critical, but found no bias. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president.